back to 10-4. My name is Drew Robbins, and this is episode 21, where we'll talk about the new web tooling improvements in Visual Studio 2010. The first area we'll look at is the code snippet support for HTML and JavaScript. We'll then look at the improvements to JavaScript IntelliSense, and then finally we'll briefly touch on web deployment. So let's jump right into Visual Studio and take a look at some of these improvements. The first thing that you'll notice in the HTML editor as you start to type HTML is some changes to the IntelliSense dialog, and those changes represent the new code snippet functionality in Visual Studio 2010. There's two different types of code snippets here. The first is kind of a single tag, simple code snippet, and then there's a more complicated multiple tag code snippet that's represented. So for the single tag snippets, a good example is just to insert a link tag here. And so I'll type A and hit tab. And you'll see that it inserts the code required for the A link tag. And it advances my cursor to the href so I can quickly define a URL for this link. And so we'll enter Microsoft.com. When I hit tab, it now advances my cursor to the next area, which is the content area, so I can quickly type the content for this tag. Now when I hit enter, it again advances my cursor to the end of the insertion so that I can continue to enter more HTML. So you can see how I can quickly start to enter various HTML tags and just really speed up the process of typing in HTML. And so for the image tag, again, I'll do a link, and then I'll do the alt text. I'll hit enter, and it takes me to the end of that insertion point. We also have snippets for kind of more complicated code snippets or that involve multiple tags. For example, if I'm going to insert a list view, this is something that in the past required you to enter multiple tags, ASP.NET tags. In this case, with a code snippet now, I can type list view, hit tab, and you'll see it enters a lot of the things that are required to define a list view. So it saves a lot of typing here when I'm just trying to kind of define the UI for my application. In addition to the snippets down here in the body area, if I start to insert HTML into the header area, you'll notice that there's code snippets for that context as well. For example, if I want to insert a style sheet, I can type link, hit tab, and it inserts the text for a style sheet reference. And so here I can type styles and main.css, so I can now reference in that style sheet. In addition, at the very top of the HTML code here, I've got snippet support for the various page directives as well as the doc type. So for the page directives, I might want to register a user control. So I can hit tab, and that will insert the tags required to define a namespace for my user control. Or maybe I want to define this page as XHTML 1.0 strict. And so I can quickly insert the doc type for that definition. So that's kind of the basic code snippet functionality, but what if you want to create your own code snippets? Well, similar to C# and VB, you can now define your own code snippets for HTML as well. And you do that by adding those code snippets to your documents directory. Under documents, under Visual Studio 10, you'll see a code snippets directory. This is, again, very similar to how you do this for Visual Basic and Visual C#. Under the code snippets directory, you'll notice a new directory called Visual Web Developer, and there you'll see the option for HTML snippets and JScript snippets. We'll double-click on the HTML snippets folder, and then we'll copy a snippet into this folder, and then I'll double-click on that to open it in Visual Studio, and we'll take a look at what I've defined here. What I wanted to do was have a snippet for a common two-column layout that I use in a lot of applications. I've downloaded this layout from ironmyers.com, and I've just copied it into a snippet file. I've given the snippet a name of two-column, a shortcut of 2C, a quick description for just showing a tooltip in the Visual Studio Editor, and then I've defined the snippet type. And the snippet type for this is both expansion and surrounds width. What we've used so far is expansion. The surrounds width I'll use in a little bit, but basically allows you to highlight various code in the HTML editor and then surround it with your snippet. I'll show you what that means in just a moment. When I scroll down to the actual code for this snippet, you'll see that it's basically just a set of div tags. Inside those div tags, I have various literals. And these literals define the insertion points for the UI, so that once I insert that snippet, the user can then start typing in values for these various literals. Those literals are actually defined here in a declaration section, and so you just need to have a definition for each literal of the ID, the tooltip that'll show for the literal, as well as the default value for that literal. The literals I have are header, I have a column for the left column, and I have a footer for what shows up at the bottom of the page, but then I also have a special literal called selected. The selected literal is a special one in that when you have a surrounds with snippet, this is where the highlighted text will be inserted that was highlighted when the user did the surrounds with gesture, basically. And so I'll show you how that works in just a moment. The final literal that's a special one is this end literal. And this defines where the cursor should end up when the user is done inserting this code snippet. So let's actually see how this works in the code editor itself. So if I start to insert some HTML, you'll see in the IntelliSense dialog my new code snippet show up at the top. So I'll type 2C, hit tab twice, and you'll see this code snippet expand. And those literals have the default values defined, but then I can start going through and defining the text for these. So header, say main content, we'll say left column, whatever text you want here. If I hit enter, it's just going to take those default values. So I can quickly now enter this two column layout into an application. So let's actually get rid of what we've typed so far and use a bunch of these code snippets to quickly enter in just a simple web app. And so this web app is just going to be a single page that does a guest book, right? We're actually not going to implement any of the code. We're just going to show how you can quickly define the UI for this guest book. And so let's start with a header and say, welcome to my web page. Let's collect the first name, and so we'll do an input. And the type will be text. The name for this input will be first name, and the default value will be Drew. When I hit enter, again, my cursor goes to the end of the line, the end of the insertion. We'll have an entry for last name. Again, input, tab. Type is text. Last name. Default is value. I'll hit enter, and again, it goes to the end of the insertion point. And then finally, we'll probably need a button, and so we'll use the button snippet, and the text for this button will be register. Okay, so what if I want to go back now and use that two-column layout that I defined in the code snippet? Well, I defined it as a surrounds with. So what I want to do here is I'm just going to highlight the code that I just entered. I'm going to right-click and use this surround with functionality. And what that allows me to do is go select my code snippet. Here's my two-column code snippet. And what it does now is you'll notice that it enters or takes that highlighted text and inserts it into the main area of the code snippet. So let's go back now and just define some of the other areas here, like the header area. We'll just make that the image that we used previously. So we'll call that vslogo.png. Hit tab. Use Visual Studio. Hit enter. Takes us to the end of that. For this left column, let's just do an H1 and call this menu. And then let's just enter some like fake menu items underneath. And so we'll call this div. We'll give this a class that I'm going to use in a little bit of item. And then we'll just call this about, and let's make several of those. And so let's call the first one actually home. The second one will be, I don't know, anything here, info. We'll just say, I don't know, guest book. These are all going to be fake anyway, so guest book and help, for lack of better, more creative items there. But that gives us kind of a menu. And then finally at the footer, let's just call this copyright C Drew Robbins. Okay, so we quickly kind of entered the UI for an HTML app. And let's see how that looks in the browser. And we should see that it pulls up my page with that two-column layout. So here's my main area, here's my left column, the footer, and the header. So we're able to quickly kind of define the UI for our app. Another thing that we want to talk about in this episode is the improvements to JavaScript IntelliSense. To do that, let's just insert a reference to the jQuery library. Now, JavaScript IntelliSense was available in Visual Studio 2008, and it included things like showing the properties and methods that were available on an object, as well as showing you the XML documentation that could be inserted into a JavaScript library. For example, we've provided back to the jQuery community a version of jQuery that includes XML documents for the various jQuery APIs. So in Visual Studio, and again this was available in Visual Studio 2008, you could insert a script block, and as you started to type in a selector for jQuery, you would get this nice documentation back. Now this was great, and so you could know that I need to type my selector here, I could close this. But what Visual Studio 2008 didn't do at this point was understand that jQuery might basically pass back an object at this point, and it wouldn't be able to give you the IntelliSense for that particular object. So one of the improvements in 2010 is this idea of dynamic JavaScript IntelliSense, where it can look at the JavaScript file and determine what kind of object or class is going to be returned from this method call, and then give you appropriate IntelliSense for the next step. So I no longer have to kind of memorize the jQuery API and remember all these things in my head. I can look through here and realize, okay, what I want to do here is provide a click event, and so I'll select the click trigger here, and we'll start the type, and we get some XML documentation here for the click event, and we know that we need to provide a function, and so we'll provide this function. And for the click event, what should we do? Well, let's use another selector, and let's just make this let's make these guys hide themselves. And so we'll use hide, and we can provide a speed. And again, we got some nice documentation, so we know the speeds are slow, normal, and fast. We'll make this one slow. Now let's view this page again and see that works. Nothing fancy here, but those should disappear, and they do. And so what we have here is just, again, an improved experience for when you're entering that JavaScript into your web page. You get this improved IntelliSense support with complex libraries. So the last area we want to talk about is web deployment. We just want to briefly touch on this. If you right-click on your web project in Visual Studio 2010, you'll notice that there's a new tab here called Package and Publish. If you click on Package and Publish, you'll see that there are some settings here for MS Deploy. MS Deploy is a command line tool that the IIS team has created for packaging up an application and preparing it for deployment. What this does is it takes all of the configuration, the files, the binaries, any kind of environment settings that are required to make your application run, and puts them into a packaged file along with a manifest definition that you can then use to import into IIS and deploy your app on, say, a staging or production server. This is a really great feature to have now integrated in the Visual Studio, so you can create these packages from right within the development environment as well as integrate it into your build process. We've gone in depth into MS Deploy in an earlier episode, and so I'll put that link in the show notes so that you can get more detail on these new features around web deployment. So in this episode of 10.4, we covered several of the web tooling improvements in Visual Studio 2010. Those included the new support for HTML and JavaScript code snippets. We also looked at the improvements to JavaScript IntelliSense, and then finally we talked briefly about the web deployment features that are now included in the web project properties. For additional detail around those web deployment features, check out episode 10. That's where I cover in detail the various web deployment features, including web.config transformations, as well as some more detail on the MS Deploy tool. So that's it for this week at 10-4. Please do subscribe to our feed so that you're alerted every time we add a new episode of 10-4. If you have feedback for the show, feel free to send that to 10-4@microsoft.com or leave it in the comments of this particular show, and we'll be sure to respond to you there in the comments. So that's it for this week. My name is Drew Robbins. Over and out.